Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, we've seen incredible investment in the EV charging infrastructure in Los Angeles. The city of Los Angeles alone had set a goal of 28,000 chargers by 2028, which is tied to our regional partnership, seeking to use the Olympics and the world arriving in 2020 as a way to accelerate progress. And we're seeing that those numbers being eclipsed and growing. So charging infrastructure is getting in place. The federal money is making its way. The state has long been a leader, as well as the LA Department of Water and Power and Southern California Edison, and funding infrastructure. And now it's really about getting the chargers in places where they're not currently, as you noted, disadvantaged communities or lower income neighborhoods, where sort of the early adopters are TNC drivers, Uber and Lyft drivers, who are driving electric vehicles and are looking for a place for what we call opportunity charging, fast charging, as they're out there working. They may not live in a place where they can charge overnight. But we're seeing more charging getting into apartment buildings, which is where a lot of people live in LA, as we know. So charging infrastructure is here and growing and meeting the needs of more and more drivers as we see more EVs come onto the road.
You said the goal for this particular project, did I get you, hear you right, was 28,000 chargers over the next couple of years?
Well, that was just the city of LA's goal they set. And now our roadmap is looking at over 100,000 chargers that need to be in place and will be in place by 2028. And, you know, those multiple companies are coming into this space, putting in the chargers in place and making it easier for people to access them. And at the same time, Lacey's working with companies like Charger Help to make sure those chargers are working when you do pull up. When a charger doesn't work, it's a 80 to 90% of the time, it's a non-electrical issue. And as a Wi-Fi connection might be down or software might need to be updated. So we're really looking at those sorts of strategies. And that's a workforce opportunity. We're creating green jobs as we both put the chargers in place as well as maintain them.
So two issues, the reliability and then getting them into actual people's homes, apartment complexes, condos, things like that. Let me take one at a time. The reliability issue is one that comes up a lot amongst EV users. And I drive a plug-in hybrid and it is real. It's kind of staggering how often public chargers are out of operation for frankly, I don't know why. I mean, I'm just the end user, right? And not particularly tech savvy. So for whatever reason is malfunctioning, it is kind of scary. I drive a plug-in, so I do have a gas backup. If I was driving a full electric, I can imagine the anxiety of pulling into a public charging station where it's a 50-50 gamble, it feels like, whether the charger is actually going to work. What do we now? I know that any mass infrastructure program like this is going to have failures. That's just part of the name of the game. But how do we make these systems much more redundant, much much stronger, more resilient to what's basic breakdowns, which seem to happen all the time now?
Well, I drive an EV, and I fortunately haven't had any issues or concerns about range. There are moments when you're on a longer trip and need to find a charger where, you know, it's just about planning ahead. Well, and to address your story, I think we're seeing new standards that have been adopted by California and the federal government for 97% uptime of chargers, meaning they're working 97% of the time. And that means that there's maintenance contracts being put in place for currently installed chargers, and new standards being applied to new chargers being installed. The thing that I would add is that when a charger doesn't work as an EV driver, sometimes it's the handshake. Now, as an EV driver, you don't care. Like, you just want it to work. But things like the handshake, the communication between the car and the charger is often part of the challenge, along with, as I mentioned earlier, a Wi-Fi connection might be down. So how do we remotely fix those problems through software upgrades or changes? But more importantly, there's now a working group out of the Department of Energy to address these challenges, that make sure every charger that gets federal funding makes it easier for the user to be able to plug in and not worry about it. You know, in some markets, we do see charger downtime at 30 to 40%, and that's unacceptable. And as you said, we're in early adoption still. We're, you know, EV sales are still growing despite the news that they're declining. They're still growing. The year-over-year growth has slowed, that's for sure. But we're seeing more and more EVs come onto the road, and people choosing to drive electric from, you know, the benefits of lower costs of total cost of operation, given electricity is cheaper than gas at the pump. And the beauty of driving and the fun of driving an EV, you drive a plug-in hybrid. So when you're in all electric mode, you know what I'm talking about. So there are lots of things underway that are going to make the experience of driving an EV increasingly seamless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going back to full gas again, and would like to get a full electric charger for my next car. You're right. I mean, there's nothing beating driving on electric, quiet, fast, torquey. I love it, but the challenges again remain. I want to the second part of the question was getting more of these chargers into people's homes, and in dense urban areas like in LA, like New York, like San Francisco, like Chicago. I have to imagine that. I mean, the real way to make EVs viable for the long term is give people the ability wherever they live to charge overnight. And I have to imagine that the overwhelming majority, if we could set up that kind of paradigm, the overwhelming majority of EV drivers would never actually even need a charging station, because they're not driving much more than, you know, 50, maybe 100 miles at most throughout the course of their day, and they could easily recharge that overnight. How do we get to that? And talk about the challenge of getting these things into office buildings and working with apartment managers to get them installed. This is going to be, I imagine, very costly and take a long time. I mean, even compared to the earthquake infrastructure program going on right now with apartment buildings in Los Angeles, that's going to ultimately cost tens of billions of dollars and take decades until it's done. Are we looking at a similar timeline for getting chargers in all these places?
We're seeing chargers in LA get into apartment buildings at a pace that eclipses the rest of the country, because there are companies here targeting that market and building on that unique experience. One company, Chargy, which is part of PCS Energy, founded by Paul Jennings, he's got a background in multi-unit dwellings or apartment buildings, and understands what the needs and the challenges. And really, when you look at an apartment building, particularly older ones, including the ones that need to be seismically upgraded or retrofitted, they lack an upgraded electrical panel. And so the question to get charging in place quicker and faster and affordably is to use the available electricity you have in the building or at the site, because upgrading the power does take time and does cost with working with the utilities. But if you can use the available power, doing things like doing a panel upgrade providing charging, multiple charging ports, charging stations, but using software to modulate this speed and of the cars that are being charged and plugged in for overnight charging at apartment buildings, we can do it smarter is really the answer.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.